This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis celebrated Mass on Saturday at the Enrique Olea Herrera Airport in Medellin, in both Latin and Spanish, in memory of St. Peter Claver, Jesuit priest who was an apostle to the African slaves. Our correspondent Linda Bordoni is in Colombia and sent this report.
The theme of day four of Pope Francis's visit to Colombia is vocations. And he travelled to the country's most Catholic city, Medellin, on Saturday, to celebrate Mass and to encourage his brother priests to be like Jesus, who looked beyond rigid doctrine, cared for sinners, and welcomed them in. Reiterating a concept which is clearly a priority for Francis, in Colombia and across the globe, he said to them, "The church is not a customs post. It wants its doors to be open." The overwhelming majority of the some 1 million faithful present at the Mass were wearing white, the colour of peace. And injecting his message with the overreaching leitmotif of the journey, Francis urged all Colombians to get involved in helping each other and to embrace acts of nonviolence, reconciliation and peace. Get involved was the call at the heart of his message to the clergy, as he recalled the figure of Jesuit priest St. Peter Claver and his motto, "Slave of the Blacks Forever."
Esclavo de los negros para siempre.
Because, the Pope said, he understood as a disciple of Jesus that he could not remain indifferent to the suffering of the most helpless and mistreated of his time, and that he had to do something to alleviate their suffering.
Y que tenía que hacer algo para aliviarlo.
Brothers and sisters, he said, the Church in Colombia is called to commit itself with great boldness to forming missionary disciples whom, the Pope said, look at reality with eyes and heart of Jesus. Disciples who risk, act, and commit themselves.
Discípulos que sepan ver, juzgar y actuar.
His appeal is a poignant one in a country where so many hunger for food, dignity and justice. A country in which peace is only possible if the causes of social injustice, inequality and oppression are tackled. Francis's brother priests, as he calls them, have always been committed and continue to be in the forefront in Colombia. Not only as advocates for peace and human rights, but as key figures in making sure the voices of the victims were heard during the recent peace negotiations, in providing demobilization spaces for former guerrillas and developing programs for their eventual integration in society, as well as offering education and assistance to the poor, to the displaced, and to the traumatized of the conflict. Colombian priests have an important and difficult responsibility and task as they guide their flocks on the rocky path to reconciliation. To them, Pope Francis said, remain steadfast in Christ in such a way that you manifest him in everything you do. In Colombia with Pope Francis, I'm Linda Bordoni.